Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This hour of the Greg Hill Morning Show brought to you by Bill DeLuca, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram.
The water when your ship rolled in that night. Rough on the surface, but you cut through like a knife. And if it was an open shut case, I never would have known from the look on your face. Lost in your current like a priceless wine. The more that you say, the less I know. Wherever you stray, I follow. I'm begging for you to take my.
It's only fair on Courtney's birthday that she gets to pick the rejoins, and it's her favorite artist, T-Swift, who
yes.
who you love and are obsessed with.
I am. So. I am. Heard yeah. Santo's flying her out for tonight, so excited for that.
You never met T-Swift, right? You've yet to
meet
her?
Not. I've never met Taylor Swift.
All right. Have you met Gary Tengway?
I have. I love Gary Tengway.
I believe that a member in good standing of the Screen Actors Guild has called the program this morning, the great Gary Tengway, with regard to what happened with Alec Baldwin. And he joins us on the Harbor One hotline. Hey, Gary.
Good morning. Happy birthday, Courtney.
Thank you, Gary.
What's happening, by the way, Tengway? I haven't seen you for a while.
Yeah, I just, you know, right now I'm just driving the dogs to doggy daycare, man.
Oh.
Did the old school bus drop. Oh. Cup of coffee, did some neighborhood gossiping, and then I got a call from Ken Laird, and I was shocked.
Well, I said earlier when we were talking about this Alec Baldwin story that you are an actor, and so you would know.
I have to say, I mean, first of all, we all know that. I mean, this is tragic. This is awful. Yeah. And, you know, Baldwin was crying, and, you know, I haven't seen a lot of details. But I have to tell you, I've never been involved in a scene with a gun, so I know nothing about, like, the protocol. But there's got to be, I do know that there's some sort of firearm protocol. How that translates to a prop gun, I don't know. I've never seen it on a set, but usually I have been told and read, like, on a set, if there are firearms, there are people that are trained in firearms that are on the set that handle those things. I don't know if that was the case for this or not.
What kind of an actor has never been in a scene with a gun? It's like the first thing you do when you start acting is that, like,
one of those guys, though.
Like, no, but every good play, every good film, every good television show, there, like, you do a gun scene.
Never happened. You know, newscasters, microphone, yes, guns, no.
It's like some actors who've never done nudity, right? So that's, maybe the roles he plays.
Well, Gary did nudity as a newscaster, which was a weird, it wasn't in the script. It was a weird thing.
Well, no, that's how I got the job at Channel 4 with Lobel.
Oh,
but Gary, have you seen on social media all these actors and actresses talking about the conditions of working on set right now and how terrible they are? Like, do you stand behind that?
The only thing I could talk to Courtney is that when I've been on set, you know, I did Don't Look Up, which is coming out in a month, and then it's been very COVID tight. The set that I have been on recently in the with COVID has been like locked down. I mean, you got masks, you got shields, you're distanced properly, you have to be vaccinated. I haven't seen enough or done enough to comment on that. I don't know.
We should have got one of the Wahlbergs on.
Yeah, no, I mean, no disrespect. I love Gary. I've known him forever, but he knows absolutely nothing about gun safety when it comes to a movie set, so not really an expert.
I don't want to be disingenuous,
no,
you know? I was just, quite frankly, Greg, I was happy to get the call. It's been a little lonely.
All right. Well,
I mean, I just looked at the schedule. I mean, there was a schedule out, and then I was on it, and then I wasn't on it. And then I get a call today. So
that's boss man led.
Let me make I'll make this worth your while. How many innings you got to get out of Eovaldi tonight?
Five, but it seems if they go to the sixth inning, that's when everybody gets in trouble. So you got to get five.
All right, five. All right, Tangway, thank you. Good luck with the dogs.
Sorry, okay. I couldn't give you more.
That's fine. It's fine. I mean, Kenny's not an expert.
Wow.
How does the guy, how is he an actor who's never shot a gun? I would think you always shoot a prop gun. Yeah. And I would just shoot it because I'm just there on the set. I want to do it.
He does usually play, though, like a newscaster, though.
But even get maybe a newscaster that gets shot or there's crime going on.
Keep in mind his last scene was for Paxil Taxil.
I know that we saw you a few weeks ago for your Paxil Taxil infusion. How did it go after that?
This is Jeff. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, Greg. How you doing? This is Jeff in Belmont.
What's up, Jeff?
Hey, so I have a lot of experience in when it comes to firearms and training. And last time I talked to you guys was, I don't know, about a year ago. It was Jamaica Jeff with the governor thing. This is the same guy.
Yeah.
But in the previous life, when I was training foreign troops and foreign police on how to use firearms for, like, clandestine and covert operations, we always used guns with what you would call blanks. And people without a lot of experience in that don't realize you're actually using a real weapon with a real charge. And if you discharge that weapon in close proximity to somebody, generally in a vital area, you're talking about heart, head, you know, lower base of the skull, the actual compression of the charge coming out can kill a person. It's not just a noise bang. And then the wad cutter comes out and it's probably what may have hurt the other person. I mean, I wasn't there. But so anybody listening, if you're ever around guns with blanks, the safe distance to be away from the actual nuzzle of the gun when the blank goes off is probably 10 to 12 feet minimum.
Hmm.
Because, yeah, if you discharge that weapon, the force that would normally throw out the bullet, to put it in layman's terms, is going to throw that out. And it can actually take a dime slot out of your skull, or it can penetrate your sternum and make your heart stop. So if it's a proximity issue, which sometimes people do with inexperience because it's blanks and they think it's a toy, the only difference is you don't actually have the actual projectile coming out. You don't have the bullet.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Jeff.
Yeah.
I saw that there was on Twitter right now.
Jeff does everything.
Yeah. That's an interesting point, though. I was looking on Twitter and there were behind-the-scenes footage from Halloween, the new Halloween.
Yeah, I just watched it.
Yeah, and did you like it?
I did like it.
Oh, no. But they had this almost barrier in between the director, cameraman, and Jamie Lee Curtis with a gun.
Right.
And so they were saying, you know, they have these barriers.
So the barrier is to protect everybody else?
Correct.
From using, again, it's 2021.
Right.
That why are they even using a prop gun? Like, you would think technology-wise, you could just...
Because they want it to look real.
No, but Wiggy... When they go to space, does it look real in a movie? It's all done with technology.
Yeah, but I think there are certain movies that you like.
They don't actually go to space.
No, they don't actually go to space.
But like, there are certain.
When Sandra Bullock died in that movie,
Blindside.
Oh wait, spoiler alert! She wasn't actually in space.
Yeah, but Greg, there are certain movies that allow you to do CGI. Like there are certain, like, but it seems like he was doing a Western. So
my sister worked at CMGI.
And you can't really do with the guns on CGI on a Western. So
You can. You could do anything with CGI.
What happens to this movie now? It shuts down.
Yeah, it shuts down, and then it keeps going.
No, you think that movie will end up coming out still?
Yeah, they did it with The Crow. I said that before. That was before your time. But yeah.
And that was the star actor.
Brandon Lee died while they were making it, and they found a way to go back and finish the movie and make it, and it actually turned out to be a really good movie.
Yeah, it was a really good movie. And he was the main lead of the movie, the star actor. In this case, it just happened, it was like a camera lady, I believe. So, they'll take some time off, and then they'll, go back to shooting films.
All right. So Alec Baldwin involved in an incident while filming a movie overnight in which one person has died and another
in the
pretty seriously injured. I'm sure we will find out more about that. Right now, here is Ken and what is trending.
For nearly 30 years, the home of the Boston sports fan. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by 495 Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. 495 Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Jeep Adventure Day sales event for all new Ram trucks and Jeep SUVs. 808, your first pitch tonight. Game 6 of the ALCS. This will be fun. Friday night, nerves, got to win this game. Unpredictable Red Sox team. Nobody has any idea what to expect, Greg, but you got to like the pitching matchup. Nathan Eovaldi taking on Luis Garcia, who hit the slam off.
He's your ace, and he's looked really, really good, and he has the chance to get him to Game 7. And then, you know, you have Erod with a chance to win Game 7 should they get there.
And you got to imagine if there is a Game 7 and Erod goes out and his lights out, you have to love that storyline. I think a lot of people are forgetting about the beginning of this season for him, whether it was COVID and then he had the heart problem from COVID. I mean, that's a story in itself.
And he's making himself a ton of money.
Right.
Alex Cora discussed his offense right now, which has been obviously lacking the last couple games.
I mean, home runs have come with traffic, right? Except the one yesterday. So I think we've done a good job getting on base, early on, right? To hit 3 grand slams, a lot of people got on base before the swing, right? Going back to what I said, we need to be relentless in the strike zone. You know, if they're going to take us out of our comfort zone, we will get them out of their comfort zone now, you know, it's a game of adjustments. You know, it's an off day that, you know, we'll use to our benefit. I know they're going to, you know, pay attention and see, you know, what happened yesterday and the last few days and continue their attack. And now we have to make adjustments and be ready for them.
This team 0-13
right,
with runners in scoring position. 0-13.
They got to get back to, and Ken, you brought this up early, but Big Poppy talked about it before the season, how baseball was boring because you're either swinging for the fences or you're striking out. Get back to the days of hitting the baseball for contact.
Well, that's what, I mean, Cora was talking about. That's what happened with Renfro with that 2-0 count the other night. I mean, it was clearly swinging for the mass pike.
Should have bunted in hindsight. Although he probably has never bunted in his life. But anyway, tonight it gets underway. Dodgers got three homers in a game from Chris Taylor. They beat Atlanta 11-2.
That reminds me. Curtis.
Hi.
Anything more exciting than a good old suicide squeeze?
Oh, God.
Well, that was like about a Rosarena stealing home.
I pinch myself that one day I'll be at Fenway for a suicide squeeze.
Squeeze?
All right.
Squeezy!
Patriots, Jets, 1 o'clock Sunday. Pats are 7-point favorites.
Tupac throwing out the first pitch tonight in Houston.
He's in Belize.
Oh, he's actually the lead bidder on those Celtics tickets that I'm auctioning off this morning.
Cruz is throwing out the first pitch.
What?
What's the Cruz guy's there?
The Cruz guy?
Yeah, the guy.
Which Ted Cruz?
Ted Cruz.
Ted Cruz.
Yep.
Senator Ted Cruz. Really?
Yeah, he's throwing it out.
Have you seen Senator Ted Cruz filing a bill to when it comes to migrant workers, those that need to be relocated, to relocate them to Martha's Vineyard in Nantucket?
What a shot at your place.
What would you think about that as a location for some of these folks who have come across the border?
Did you DM him right away and say there's not all Democrats on Nantucket?
Also, a lot of people have posted, like I think Nantucket Magazine did a whole post about how the school district, how the demographics of it have changed so much in the last couple of years.
Okay.
It was 96% white before.
No,
and
it's
now
94.
It's
94.
No, no, it's not. If you go read the article.
Greg subscribes to the Nantucket Magazine, but he doesn't read it. It's just on his coffee table.
It is a pretty magazine.
They welcome him with all open arms on Nantucket.
Celtics home opener against the Raptors, 7:30 tip. Bruins at the Sabres, that's at 7. Can't watch it on Nesson. And Patriots, of course, Sunday, 1 o'clock, 7-point favorites. When are we picking the Wiggy games? Is that later this hour?
I wrote the game down. The Aperol Spritz Pick'em is coming up next.
Okay. Just call the regular line?
Yeah, call 617-779-7937, and we'll give you the chance to pick them against Wiggy. And if you do better than Wiggy does, then you'll join he and I for a complimentary Aperol Spritz at the Capitol Grill on Boylston Street, because that's Wiggy's new favorite drink for some reason. So we'll do that.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Next.
It's the Craig Hill Morning Show.
And I've been a lifelong fan for my whole life.
On WEEI.
Today's Dress Greg sponsor, it is the Boston Police Hockey Club.
Ooh.
And so I want to thank them for the hoodie. And should you choose to dress me one day, you will be doing a great thing to help others through the Greg Hill Foundation. So you make a donation. I think it's just $100 and I will wear anything you want.
That's a sweet shirt, too.
This is a great sweatshirt.
Yeah.
I will wear it on the Twitch feed, and you get a plug for your business. On Twitch, you can watch this show on Twitch, twitch.tv/Boston, WEEI is how you do that. And if you want to dress me, make a donation to the foundation, just go to thegreghillfoundation.org and dress Greg, I believe. Hello, Tom. Hey, Tom.
Yes, good morning.
Well, good morning, Tom.
Hi.
What's happening?
I apologize. I just wanted to wish Courtney a happy birthday. It's my birthday as well.
Oh, Tom, happy birthday.
Thank you very much, Courtney. You're the epitome of a Libra. You bring balance to that show, and you've done a really nice job, and I enjoy listening to you in the morning.
Thank you so much.
Tom, does Tom have a trolley?
Party trolley? Do you have a party trolley tonight, Tom, like Courtney does?
I don't. Unfortunately, my wife is sick. My grandson is sick.
Oh,
and we had a cancer. Cancel our plans, but my daughter's boyfriend and my daughter are taking me golfing this morning at Ipswich Country Club, so we'll have a nice early day and early afternoon.
Well, you better be careful. Wiggy and Spaz don't think you should be celebrating your birthday as an adult. So,
my family does not adhere to that. They celebrate every birthday.
Good.
Yes. Hit them straight.
All right. Excellent. All right. Speaking of Wiggy, you want to get to the Wiggy Aperol Spritz Pick'em? I believe we have a contestant.
We have a contestant. We're ready to go.
All right. This is Jay from Nashua, I think. Hey, Jay.
Hey, what's going on?
What's going on? How are you?
Good, good. Yourself?
Excellent, thank you. All right. Wiggy has a newfound love, apparently, of the Aperol Spritz. And so should you be able to outpick Wiggy for this weekend, then you would join Wiggy, and I will tag along at the Capitol Grill for a complimentary Aperol spritz.
You know what would be cool?
What?
If the people that do beat me,
yeah,
if we all went together like a big group.
Yeah, that's a good idea. We'll take everybody.
Right. Like, we'll all go as one giant group. You know what I mean? Maybe we'll even get a trolley bus.
We'll get a party trolley. Okay.
You guys did do the bar pizza crawl was a party trolley of sorts.
That was just a bus.
Oh, okay.
It was not a party trolley.
We ate a lot of pizza that day.
One could never confuse a regular charter bus for a party trolley. Not the same thing.
Sort of like Wiggy confusing bar pie with Elio's pizza.
Correct.
Correct. Very similar.
All right. What is game one on the pick'em?
All right, we are doing three NFL games this weekend, and the tiebreaker will be in relation to the ALCS. But we'll start with the Chiefs traveling to the Titans. The Chiefs are 4.5-point underdogs on the road at Mike Vrabel and the Titans.
Ooh. Am I going first on this one, Curtis?
Sure, Wiggy.
All right. Oh, man, I've been picking the Chiefs, and they've been letting me down. But you know what? I feel like this is a bounce Chiefs. I like the Chiefs in this one. With
bounce
the,
back?
Yeah, with the points, too.
Yep, 4.5 points.
Yeah, I'm going to go Chiefs.
Okay, Jay?
Chiefs,
okay.
All right. Deadlock there. The next game will be the Bears at the Brady Buccaneers. Tom Brady favored by 12.5 points at home. Jay, where do you like that one?
Tampa.
Tampa and 12.5. Okay, Wiggy?
Wow, that's a lot of points. But I got to ride the Tampa train as well.
Okay. All right.
I can't
we'll
help it, man.
We got to get something different at some point here. Jets traveling to New England. The Patriots are 7-point favorites at home. Where are you going, Wiggs?
I'm going Pats.
Jay?
Yeah, I got to go Pats, too.
Okay.
Baldy over under.
The next is how many games and who wins? So your options are Astros in 6, Astros in 7, Red Sox in 7. Jay, what do you think happens in the ALCS?
Going Boston in 7.
Red Sox in 7.
Red Sox in 7.
Oh, all right. You're going to have to come up with another game, Curtis.
Okay.
You're going to have to grab another game.
How many
game.
Pennies can you fit in a jug?
Cincinnati.
No. Let's do Santo. Is Santo listening to the show?
I'm sure. Yes.
I was going to do Santo birthday outfit.
Oh,
loafers, loafers, yes or no? Sweater cape, yes or no?
I have it. Over under on total selfies Courtney takes tonight.
Okay.
But this could be,
Does that include Instagram stories?
Yes.
When they swipe up?
Yes. Okay. I have the over under set at 72.
Is that really the over under?
Yep. I mean, it's what Vegas has.
72?
You just got to grab another.
Pick a number.
Pick any number.
You want me to pick a number? I'm going to go 15.
All right, Jay. How many selfies?
I'm going to go over 15.
20. All right. I like 20. Jay.
All right.
Closest one to it wins.
Okay.
Yep. Without going over. Bob, Price is Right rules.
All right.
Wiggy, remind me again about the quarterback that Wiggy wanted the Patriots to take when it came to the draft and whether or not he has any faith in that guy this weekend.
Justin Fields?
How about that?
No.
Even with 12.5 points, you won't pick the guy.
He says coaching.
You see you standing on the sideline? You see you standing on the sideline and coaching him? Matt Nagy.
Okay.
No.
All right.
Yeah, I'd do a better job than him.
Just wanted to clarify that.
Okay.
Okay.
It's all about coaching.
Here is Lady Jade from Twitch. What's up, Lady Jade?
Good morning, everyone. Happy Friday.
Same to you.
I'm just calling in. Twitch wants to wish Courtney a very happy birthday.
Thank you so much, Lady Jade. Yes. I appreciate it.
You're most welcome, and I hope you all have a wonderful weekend and enjoy your night tonight.
Thank you.
Very nice.
You're welcome.
Nice. Big birthday bash.
Oof, yes.
All right. If you want to be on this morning, number to call 617-779-7937, or you can text on the text line, which is 37937. We will be back Monday morning to talk about the Patriots and about the Red Sox. And Bill Belichick will join us at 6:30, and Boomer Esiason will join us at 8. Coming up today after 9, Steve Peralt of the Red Sox podcast in the studio, and we will break down Game 6 of the AL.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yes.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
Never mind blaming Cora or Bloom or the bats should the Red Sox not advance. It is on that song. There needs to be a moratorium, Curtis, on ever dancing on your own ever again when it comes to the Red Sox.
Poor Callum Scott. Don't do that to the poor guy.
That's when it started. When it all started to go downhill, when everybody in this city was dancing on their own. No more.
Dancing on My Own was the name of my biography that's coming out.
That's what it is.
Well, people bitched about Sweet Caroline from the decades now, so at least there's something new. You got to be happy with that.
Well, he's singing about having a threesome, and he's not going home with the two girls, so he's unlucky like the Red Sox.
If Cora's going to keep the lineup intact and not make any changes, there needs to be something done when it comes to a theoretical change. They need to go into tonight and then hopefully into game 7 with something different.
I mean, have you heard this morning? There was some reporting out in Houston at the hotel that there was a screaming, yelling match between Cora and Bloom last night.
I didn't hear anything. There's no reporting on that whatsoever.
I believe
there's
that.
Nothing.
Although your report yesterday, Greg, did have
it was not a report. It was a whisper. But what? It did have what?
Well, that struck some nerves. People were nervous about that report. Reporters, you heard Bradford earlier. He didn't deny that. He didn't blow it off as insignificant or not untrue.
What Ken's trying to say is that Bradford and others quietly told him that you were right.
Is that true?
No, they're not sure. I think at the trade deadline, which Evaldi told us when he came on this show, I think it was a great question by Courtney, that they were upset they didn't do more at the trade deadline. That's very revealing. And I think at that time, there was some friction between players and Cora and Bloom. To what extent, I don't know. And I think now that you've reported this again, the reporter's like, oh, boy, is it back?
I think the issue is just the micromanaging thing, which can go away. It doesn't mean that...
No, it can't go away.
It cannot go away.
It can't. Yes, it can.
No, it can't.
Nope.
It's usually somebody's personality.
Exactly.
That happens in every kind of manager employee relationship.
Right. You get rid of the manager. It's not like it gets better. You just fix the situation. You fix the glitch.
How many Joes have you gotten rid of already?
Right.
Anybody seen Jeff today?
It doesn't work.
I think it's just a feeling that has existed where there are decisions that the manager and his staff believe should be their decisions that they are sometimes getting input on that the from high above that they don't necessarily enjoy getting that input, perhaps.
But I think it is interesting, though, Greg, that the whole nobody believed in us mantra that the Patriots made famous with Rodney Harrison and Jermaine Wiggins, this team is fueling itself based on not what's outside of their club, outside of their building, it's what's outside the clubhouse, that their own management team, led by Bloom, didn't believe they were worth investing in, and that has galvanized them on this run.
Yeah, and I think that they are a we talked about this a lot. I think they are a team that can, if they can get out of their own way and come back from something like this. Like
have a security breach.
What is going?
Oh my God!
What is?
Oh,
what my is, microphone's not working.
Oh,
Courtney Cox, you're being arrested.
Oh my God! Look at where it is. Look at his badge.
Hands behind your back.
Oh. What is wrong with you? Who is?
Look at his badge. It's on his.
What is wrong with you?
That is.
It's on his nudicles.
You have a sock in there.
Oh my God.
There has to be.
What in the world is. Who thought this was a good idea? And where did the cake come from?
Thank you. Wow. I don't need any other gift.
This is like.
What is wrong with you? Courtney is an engaged woman. She doesn't want a male stripper.
This is a male stripper.
That is an electric.
See, and this doesn't work if you're not watching this program. It's a radio show.
Just to tell all of you that are listening, Spaz is in his boxer briefs.
Yep.
He has a badge where his package
you're
is.
You're under arrest.
He is in a cop
hat. I'm arresting you for being too sexy.
Uh-oh.
What is?
Wow.
Spaz,
I gotta say,
man.
Are you hitting the gym, Spaz? You look toned.
No, not at all.
You look toned.
Oh. Dad bods are back.
Wow.
Hey, Courtney, Officer McFeely is here from the local PD.
Spaz is like that. What are they called?
Did you get the cake, Spaz, or where did the cake come from?
Chippendale's down under.
Let's not bring back Dale.
Yeah, turn Spaz's mic up. Did you get that cake?
Yeah, and it cost me 2 hours of my life. It was $26, and I get paid $13.50 an hour. So happy birthday.
Please tell me you don't own the police hat.
Yeah. I do. Here's a funny thing, right? I'll set this up for you. The cake came from Star Market, so that's the home of the Red Sox right here.
Yeah, I don't think they want to be associated with this.
I'm sure they do not.
Yes, yeah.
What is on your
package? Kat had an idea about going to get a cake, and I just happen to have a police hat and badge and a megaphone in my car.
Pick up the cake again. I need a picture of you and Courtney for my Instagram. Greg Hill, WEEI.
Don't get too close. I had to do a few extra wipes.
Hold on a second. I won't get too close. That is the most bizarre, disturbing thing I think I've ever seen.
You're under arrest.
Absolutely incredible.
Flashing his badge everywhere.
I've been at
WEEI for almost a decade. This may be the most bizarre moment, and that is saying something.
You think so?
Yes.
What about when Gronk was massaging me with the CBD
that was
oil?
Bizarre.
Where did that rank on your list?
That's up there, but seeing Spaz with a badge on his member is an odd look.
I did it for Twitch. I thought that you had to cover those things. Yeah, I didn't have anything for my nips.
Yeah, your nips.
I would have been nervous when you were poking that through the boxer briefs that you could.
There's not much there. Don't worry about it.
That you could nick something.
Jeez.
Wow.
Well, happy birthday.
Thank
I
you.
Would
this
I should
made,
probably go put my clothes back on.
This unless, made my
unless
day.
You guys want me to hang out here.
Please don't use the term hang out. I don't think that's it. Nice work.
Thank
I guess.
You so much.
Are you happy birthday.
You're the best.
Are you allowed to carry that nightstick around?
Kicking off 30 with an absolute bang.
I wouldn't call it that, but whatever. I mean, you're being generous.
That was his Billy Club.
Hold on a sec. I'm trying to put this up on my Instagram. I don't know why. It has to violate community standards.
Spaz is the man.
Wow. And just to be clear, based on what Spaz said, he and Ken arranged that moment. Is that correct, Ken?
Yes, we did.
Okay.
Two great minds. Okay. Colliding.
Thank you so much.
Happy 30th, Courtney.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Big birthday.
Woof. I'm all hot in here.
Well, Spaz will do that to
yeah,
you.
Yeah, geez.
Came in there looking like one of them Chippendales. What do they call the men down under?
Yep.
Santo might want to do a couple reps before dinner tonight.
I know. Santo might he might want to take up the penis pump.
Wow. I think there was a sock in there for Spaz, but
a couple socks. Yeah, he's probably stuffing. I would guess he's stuffed. He's a stuffer if I've ever seen one. All right.
Sheesh.
You want stuffing with your turkey?
We got to take a break. We'll get back to ALCS Game 6 with Steve Peralt of the Red Sox podcast coming up next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.